Imagine the scene. The priests are in their ceremonial robes and incense is burning. Trumpets play and cymbals crash. The people are gathered around, their voices raised in the Hebrew call to worship. Praise the Lord, all you nations. Extol him, all you peoples. For great is his steadfast love toward us, and the faithfulness of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord. It's a familiar scene, repeated through the ages in Hebrew communities and then in Christian communities. But this time, it is not like any other time. On this day, the people are gathered in the ruins of their temple, praising God among the toppled stones and the broken walls of their most holy place. 50 years before the Babylonian Empire had conquered Jerusalem, destroyed Solomon's temple, and taken the leaders of the people into exile in Babylon. Then Babylon was conquered by Persia, and King Cyrus of Persia issued a decree allowing the Jewish people to return home. Last week, we read the words of the prophet Isaiah promising an end to the exile. The book of Ezra tells us in today's reading how God fulfilled that promise through the action of King Cyrus. Then the second part of our reading today picks up about a year later. The people have returned to Jerusalem, and they are preparing to rebuild their temple. They gather for worship as they begin the work. It's like a groundbreaking ceremony held in the ruins of the former temple. This act of rebuilding the temple is an act of devotion. They commit themselves to placing God and the worship at the center of their lives once again. It is an act of gratitude to God who has brought them out of exile. The people sing in praise of God, and then the story comes to its most poignant part, the part that I think is key for our observance of Advent today. And all the people responded with a great shout when they praised the Lord, because the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid. But many of the priests and Levites and heads of the families, old people who had seen the first house on its foundations, wept with a loud voice when they saw this house. Though many shouted aloud for joy, so that the people could not distinguish the sound of joyful shouts from the sound of people's weeping. For the people shouted so loudly, the sound was heard far away. Here we have a picture of the fullness of human experience. How often our celebrations are tinged with sorrow for what has been lost, or nostalgia for what once was. How often we step out into something new with one foot still dragging in the past. Advent is the time when we remember what has been and what God has promised. We recognize what is now in God's presence with us, and we look forward to what is yet to come. Today, we light the third candle on our Advent wreath, the candle which is pink or rose-colored and symbolizes joy. The Latin for rejoice is gaudete. Have you heard that word before? Gaudete, it's a very funny-sounding word for joy. And in church tradition, this is Gaudete Sunday. Some churches have a full set of pink or rose vestments just to celebrate this Sunday. It seems like it would be easy to recognize joy at this time of year. As we prepare for Christmas, there are lots of things that fill us with fun and cheer. Lights on trees and homes bring beauty in the gray winter days. People share greetings and special generosity Our days are filled with special holiday foods and songs that we all remember and can sing together. But sometimes, this Christmas cheer covers or distracts from our more difficult feelings: sorrow, anxiety, loneliness. There is a pressure to be cheerful, to get into the Christmas spirit. Gaudete Sunday, this recognition of joy and rejoicing, is about something different. Joy is different than cheer, different than happiness. Joy is a deep recognition of blessing and feeling of connection, regardless of our outer circumstances. Joy is a fruit of the Holy Spirit grounded in a relationship with God. Joy is connected to faith and gratitude, and indeed the most sure way to joy is to practice gratitude in our lives. Joy is often mixed with nostalgia, and it can coexist with sorrow. Joy takes the realities of loss and pain into account alongside the realities of God's goodness and blessing. Joy for me this Advent is remembering my grandma and grandpa, in whose home we always celebrated Christmas when I was growing up. I saw their pictures in slides when I was at my cousin's memorial service last week, and all week I've been dreaming about them. I miss them still. But I also know the joy of having been nurtured and loved by two such gracious, loving, and gentle souls who deeply shaped my life and my faith in God, some of the first witnesses to me of faithful life and living. I also am remembering this Advent my kids when they were younger, much more nostalgic for the little ones than I have been for many years. I have a particular memory of Evan's first years and the way he loved the Christmas tree and would spend evenings lying by the tree gazing up at the lights. Now, Evan is 18, and I am not sure that he has noticed that we have a Christmas tree up. But my nostalgia for the past is held within my joy at seeing him grow into a friendly and capable young man of whom I am so very proud. Joy for me this year is singing old songs in a community that is still somewhat new to me and to some of you here as well, waiting and watching together to see how Christ will come and where the Holy Spirit will lead us next. Joy Sunday, coming in Advent, allows us to honor the pain of what has been lost, woven together with the joy of what is and has been, and the hope of redemption to come. Many wept with a loud voice when they saw the ruins of that house. Many shouted with joy, so that the people could not distinguish the sound of joyful shout from the sound of people's weeping. That is the community of faith, where we gather to share our joy and sorrow, our rejoicing and our weeping. This day in Advent reminds you that there is a place for you in this community, in this church, in Advent, to feel just exactly as you are feeling. Advent is about God's promise fulfilled, God coming to us in all the seasons of our lives. It is God's promise of wholeness in the midst of our brokenness, God's promise of mercy in the midst of our anxiety, and God's promise of love and belonging in the midst of all our days. Thanks be to God. Amen.